It's Sports with Amy Reid.
And watch Fox Sports reporter Mike Yuva on 102.3 The Fox.
Friday means we are talking sports and a lot of happening right now because everybody wants to know what the hell is going on. So, Mike, what the hell is going on?
Your guess is as good as mine. It seems like this feels like the middle of March all over again, not knowing what's going to happen with college football, of course, right now. And high school football is obviously up in the air as well with South Carolina. So I think it's one of those things that it would be great if we had all the answers, but it seems like as these next couple days play out, these next couple weeks, we're going to have more answers. And I think, unfortunately, you're going to start seeing things start getting condensed in terms of seasons. And I think you're also going to see a lot of, high school leagues, unfortunately, having to make moves to the spring potentially. We're seeing that with other states. New Mexico just did that last night. So I would not be shocked if that happens. I think the best chance of seeing any type of high school football is going to be the private school, the Skeezer League. But, if the governor comes out and says schools aren't starting on time or there's not going to be school for certain months in the fall, then that will obviously screw up a lot of things. So right now it's just wait and see, but I think we're getting closer and closer to seeing more answers come out these next couple of days and weeks.
So far, Big Ten Conference, they're going conference only as far as games. What does that mean for, do you think this is going to have a trickle effect? Is there any update? Does the SEC look like they'll also be going to conference only games? And what does this mean to outlier Notre Dame?
Well, I think two things. One, the SEC is expected to meet on Monday. All 14 ADs are going to be in Birmingham to have a discussion about what they're going to do with the fall. You'd have to assume, because the ACC is looking at doing the same thing, that a lot of these Power 5 conferences are going to be making that decision to play just conference games. As far as Notre Dame's concerned, it looks like Notre Dame, who is part of the ACC for everything outside of football, will be playing in the ACC this season for football. That's one of the things that the conference wants to do, and some people are going to get upset thinking, they're just doing it because it's Notre Dame, they have a name, this and that. Well, the reality, too, is if Notre Dame does not play football this year, it's going to hurt a lot of their other other sports in the athletic department. So being able to help them out actually helps the ACC out a lot. So they would become the 15th team this season for the football conference. So I would not be shocked to see that. I think, unfortunately, when you see some of the Division II and some Division IIIs and even some of the FCS, I think you're going to see teams that aren't going to be able to take part this year. What I'm hearing is a lot of these schools are going to be required. They're going to be mandated by the NCAA to have to test at least twice a week. And when you're just thinking about that, it's not just football. It's all fall sports. From a financial standpoint, that's not easy to do. So I think that's one of the things that is going to be interesting just to see, which conferences are the ones that make the decision to play and which ones don't. But I think as far as Power 5, they're going to do everything they can to play this season. But I just can't see some of these smaller schools like we saw with Benedict's conference. Yeah. Benedict's not having football this year. They're not having fall sports, and it's just very unfortunate.
And you got to think about what that does for students, too. It'll be interesting to see. We get so much kind of conflicting information. I just saw, grim numbers for U.S., and then the immediate headline underneath was, Disney World is reopening. And I'm like, which is it? Do you know what I mean? So it's... I know we're making decisions now for fall sports, for football, because it would start, their preseason games would start, and then their actual season games would start soon. So, but to think about for the bigger schools, like you said, what a moneymaker football on its own is for those schools. I'll be interested to see how they fare. I personally already think college is a ripoff on its own front, but... Stanford said that they're cutting 11 of their varsity programs, at the end of this academic year. So it's just going to suck to see the trickle effect from that for schools that are smaller, that football is still a moneymaker, even if it's not on that large of a scale. So I guess everybody just hanging tight. As far as for you as a sportscaster, I mean, are you kind of like, have you just been on edge this whole time? Because it's constant, like every single day we're getting new information. And, like much of our audience here, it affects your job as well. So how do you feel just on a personal front, on a personal standpoint of being a sportscaster? Like, oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously the reality that comes with it. But it's one of those things that you just can't think about and can't worry about too much, Yeah. Maybe it's just that college football background of mine. All you're just worrying about is the next play or in this case, the next day. So, you know, I'm optimistic things will be fine on this end. Things will be different. I mean, I can't imagine living in a world, never mind, you know, working, not having football to be able to cover, because, I mean, I've been covering football since 2014, and I've been around and playing since I was since 99, you know, being around beforehand. So it'll be very different not to have high school football in my life in the fall, and I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way, because it's something that brings a lot of families together, and it does bring a lot of money in. You know, I'm talking to a lot of these coaches and athletic directors these last couple of days, and the money that they were able to save from being able to save money by not having sports, you know, they're using as much as they can to be able to help them, because people think of the colleges, of course, they're losing millions of dollars. Absolutely. But the high schools, you know, they lose money too, and they don't have football, but they were able to save a lot of that money because they didn't have spring sports. They didn't have to pay their coaches for spring sports. They didn't have to pay their track coach, their baseball coach, this, that. So money was able to be saved. And I think that will help some of these high schools, especially the smaller ones that maybe financially aren't getting that same amount of money that they would be for a huge football season. But any money obviously is good money. And it's just disappointing to see that, you know, a lot of schools, not just high schools, but colleges are being affected. Like you mentioned, Stanford, they're going to be getting rid of 11 of their varsity programs after the school year. And it's hard to hear, and it's scary to think of too, because if a school like Stanford's having that happen, what happens to a school like South Carolina State, who financially has not been in the best position the last couple of years? What happens to them?
It's tough out there. So, Mike, we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today. And hopefully next week when we talk, things are on the up and up. It felt like for a while things were on the up and up, and now we're kind of back to, like, you know, pumping the brakes a little bit. So thank you. Enjoy your weekend and talk soon.
Appreciate it, Amy. You take care.